Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. You need to reach me, Da Illuminati 024, or join us, drugemporium@gmail.com. I have to bring the reckoning to people about why it's a bad deal to have to protect you. Everybody knows the story about the government and how they wanted me to get rid of disease, things of that nature, but they didn't know who I roll with and my posse who got to me first. And so insults, like I told you the last show about beauty. I watched the news where several men, 50-year-old, 60-year-old men, were being abusive, battering, with children in the house. We can say whatever we want to say. We can make you feel whatever you want to feel. How long has this been going on? Since the beginning of time. Not really. And just everything I have to deal with, like, there are two AIDS medicines that were developed when all this was going on that is using my markers, like my time markers, to make things undetectable. And it's a medicine that's like Elisa. Remember I was telling you about that? And I prophesied about that, about the robot with champagne coming out of its head. Well, that's them who take that medicine, apparently. And anyway, it's pulling on my soul. What is the probability of something going wrong? What is the probability of something in a correlance, crossing paths, anything like that? Any worries? That is a grounds to sue. But back to, and when people are sick, the only thing that they can give me back or bead me back, which I guess that's what sickness brings. You have to bead something back. How about leave well enough alone? But all they can bead back is sickness, and I don't want that pull on my life. And insults is the number one reason why I regret everything about this job. You know, it's like the government didn't have it all figured out. Like, these aren't people who are loving and accepting. These aren't people who can even learn from this situation. Because it's like I'm here and people are doing this campaign in front of my face. We need her to get rid of our defiles. We need her to get rid of this. We need her in front of my face. On TV, spreading this around like I'm a slave. Like my mind needs to be enslaved. For them, for all these years, they've been making nothing but mistakes. And can't learn from it. Once you show somebody something once, it's sealed. You don't have to show them again. They're supposed to get it. And so mistakes were made, which I've told you, I don't like mistakes. And people who don't even know me, with the insults and the judgment and the criticism. It used to be only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. Only God can judge me. And now it's not God can judge Joanna, or let me forgive Joanna. Where's the forgiveness at? You have Europe who's keeping people cursed by black candles, you have the mistress of the castle that once only gloom for this race, gloom for that race, gloom for insult for this race. That people are sitting up looking at that like it's really something. Total negativity. Not just negativity like, well, I'm indecisive, but flat out disrespect, blood money, blood sacrifice. We need you to take in a harlot so you can make us feel how it would be to get rid of our rape. Are this, are that. Like, that's satanic. You know, like, that's something you would tell another Satanist. You know, that's like, you're going on TV and you're just letting it out. Like, that's something you tell a fellow Satanist you want, or whatever cult you're in. Just not a normal person on the street. We need you to take in a, we need you to take in a beast. So we can feel better, so we can see how it is living in that lifestyle to be able to get through life by watching you. Instead of saying we have respect for your life, whatever we feel, like I said, back to forgiveness. Where is the forgiveness? If I made a mistake, and if I made a million mistakes, if I made a mistake for every person that's on this earth, so what? Why can't you forgive? And so, like I said, I'm not getting a big reaction about this, or at least it's not big to my world. Like, you know, it's Saturday. People are always, there's this commercials. It had a purple design to it. I can't remember what the brand is. I like Puff or something, but it was just this weird commercial where something out of a box would like explode and like purple powder came out of it. I can't remember what it is. But like, that's what it feels like. Hold on. That's my train of thought. I told you my screensaver is coming on, and then my lock screen comes on, and I have to enter my passcode, so it gets kind of confusing. Hold on. This is the message to the government. There's many mental illnesses, many like physical illnesses in the body, stuff of that nature, and people are imbalanced. Like, I'm a balanced person. I can think clearly, obviously. And, you know, people want different things for different reasons. But to say you want a person to be like you, who you don't know, who isn't in the same club as you, who doesn't go to the same school, who has no association with you at all, and you need to do the sins of our fathers and have blood on your hands like us to get us through, to make you feel better. And there's absolutely nothing in it for me. I'm just a bystander in my own soul. Doesn't work that way. And so the biggest regret, like I said, is all of the insults that I've had to endure, and it's still going on. from the womb to the tomb. Negative thoughts. Maybe people wouldn't feel like you should get murked if you liked someone. When did I ever say I didn't like you? I never made anybody feel that way. You're not seeing it over the totality of when all this happened. I'm the one that stands up for everybody and makes sure things are running well and that everybody can make it. It's not until recently, after I came back from vacation and I told you I'm not doing this anymore, people couldn't get that second. It should have been like, okay, and all the sentinels, like the movie Matrix, should have fell off of your body onto the ground, and you should have walked free into the sunset like Zion. That's what I was expecting. Okay, we understand this. We retreat. It's a new media. It's a new world. It's a new government. We walk towards the sunsets in our loincloths and our shredded up, you know, clothes that we piece together in the field, sunny, perfect weather, sunflowers somewhere, like Anna. That's what I expected. It's over. It's over. It's finally over. We can take everything that we've gotten for this decade and build upon it. We're free. We can do our own thing, because Joanna only stood for us having our own mind, trying to find some euphoria and some higher form of enlightenment. Which I thought was pretty positive, which I thought I stayed pretty positive, given the situation of all this negativity happening. And like I said, it's recently, yes, I am going to stand up for myself. And whoever I'm with is entitled to stand up for themselves as well, because it is a cruel world. It is. Like, we can see that. There are people that it took a freaking archdiocese to get them off my ass of lighting those black candles in Europe, which is something that only them can do because of the location, which is a real thing, which is happening, and they probably have everybody, you know, which I hope is not true. Now everybody found out, like, Windsor and the castle and the royals are pure evil from the pits of hell. Parliament, pits of hell. The prime minister, pits of hell. And it's seeming like the United States really is the good guy, because I watch them and I see that they have to deal with these situations. And why on God's green earth would the United States be happy that there's somebody that can help them get through everybody? And that they feel that's worth a lot of money, which it is priceless. But like I said, people walking around with another conscience that's like a guardian angel to them and didn't learn, like, nothing lasts forever. I'm thinking Obama was in office for 8 years. Think of it like that. Like, there is a president, he's in office for 8 years. Something happened, which is a normal 4-year election and a re-election of someone else, and that was that. One thing is ushered out, another thing is ushered in. But instead of everybody being able to adapt to that, so I can go off and eat some tacos. We have people who choose to insult, disrespect. You have people in different professions who are on the news proudly saying, yes, our business is a coup. We say this, we think this. You weren't even confident enough to hold your head up if it wasn't for copying me. I'm Miss Municipal. That's what I've been called before you even thought to adopt that. Because I would go into society and have an upstanding character. I mean, the copycat of where you're at right now, that's why it doesn't work against me. That's what I'm telling you. It's my power. You can't use my power against me. You just have to come as a humbled soul and a genuine soul and be who you are supposed to be. But being me, it only works for me. But then the other side could be the side that you are showing now, because in your head you have exploded from not being on the correct medication.
I don't plan to. Wait, all beds are breaking anyways.
Joanna's on the correct medication, but yet we're so worried that our drugs are going to be affected. On medication? Well, it looks like you're getting a nice dose of Haldol. That's just what you need, a nice dose of quetiapine. Dum, 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 dum. And see, I do say that, but like, I have to deal with insults and criticism. And about money, like, I'm... This will come to me, and this is why I am saying this. I'm rich, therefore I am a hater. You guys, are you not able to piece things together? Do you know how many rich people down everyone? And all they say is, I'm rich. This is how I think. I'm not a rag. I'm not wearing a rag. I guarantee if you go and watch that with your third eye, you're going to see all they do is insult people who are not rich. And I want to know from the universe, from woe, what is the spirit of money then that was had? What was this money built off of? If you have people who walk around because they're rich and hate anybody that's not rich, is it the people's fault that they didn't bust that thing wide open, or however you got it, didn't set beautiful women up to be raped, which is the biggest conspiracy in the world, the blood on the hands, that didn't set pregnant women up to get hurt, that didn't plot drug landscape on someone in school? When you get to high school, your drugs are already set up. We already set up what you can do, your plans up with drugs in high school. Or how about the virgining hens of elementary and junior high, who should have the highest respect in the land? But what is the spirit behind these people who have money? Who are these people who have money? Who are they? How did they make it? What did they have personality wise that we didn't have. Because everybody that I know, and you know, when I go to talking about my sales and how I could turn on Home Shopping Network right now and see somebody marketing me, family, whatever it is, personality marketing my sales, when I should have that. There shouldn't be models taking pictures to Joanna did this, she did, she didn't do that. I mean, you're selling my image still, but you're selling it like I'm assed out. Like, there's no beauty, there's no art, there's no eloquence, there's no style. But who are these people who had the lifestyles of the rich and famous, and what is their personality? Is there only five good people who did something good in the world that got rich? Because from what I'm seeing, you have humble people, nice people, you know. I've seen Jeff Bezos. He's never came out and said, "You all suck. Bow down to me. You're nothing." But then there's Elon Musk, who is like, "You are absolutely, positively, 100% Mr. Wonderful Willy Wonka, nothing. Because I am rich." What is this money? Sounds scam. I'm talking to the black screen of a passcode. Not this time. I'm doing a podcast. And so I've talked about money before. Money is not everything. But I should have been paid. So you guys didn't want me one of those people. This is to the woe. You didn't want me one of those people. You didn't want me to be one of the people that get on Watch What Happens Live and say you are nothing because I am rich. Right? So that's out. But everyone's happily napoli. And happily, me being poor, so that you, like I heard today, can get your crown. I am existing to give you a crown, an unknown person of an unknown bloodline for him and his people and his wife. And his kids, and his dog, and his house, and his car. I'm there to give you a crown while I get nothing, but am allowed to be poor. But then you have the rich that their only message in life to me and billions of other people is that we're rich, eat shit. So that is what I'm going to be thinking about. Who are these people who have this advantage, this lifestyle, these servants? You have people who have created things that millions of people need, essentially. They've created essentials. You know, like, I know Apple's in the news for their antitrust law. But they created the Apple phone. Like, those are lifelines to billions of people, you know. So, is all wealth bad? Is being rich in general bad? Because I'm getting mixed messages here.
Oh my god.
I mean, Would I be that way? I'm kind of that way now. Like, okay, I have it going on. There is nothing anybody in the world can do to change that. And I'm going to say what I want because you're not going to affect me in a negative way. Now take that with being rich. That's where their source of pride and esteem comes from. They may be a douche, you know. They may wake up out of bed with their eyelashes stuck together, slob coming out of their mouth. There's something sticky in their hair. There is blood from being cut the night before. Just, you know, rolling out of bed, right? But we have esteem because we are rich. And so that is what I'm going to be thinking about.
Pizza.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Just 1 second. I'm having a pizza situation here after my son just had some fries. So, yeah, like, that's all they need for esteem. Is that I have money. I could be anybody I want to. The only thing you need to know is I have money. That's what makes me better than you. That is what gives me my merit in life and my credibility in life. And so, because I am making pizza and there are people in the kitchen, let me wrap this up. What would happen if I have money? Because like I'm saying, if you come up against me, you're getting steamrolled. Which somebody today was like on the news, full of themselves, said something about me being extreme, like my attitude. All of this is psychically, right? Because there are people living in my head. All of this psychically, never met the person, never meant to the business, never been on TV before. We're feeling extreme. Nuts. Nuts. But the conclusion is that is somebody that I would never hang out with because of their distorted view of me. That is the one thing I want to avoid. People who distort their view of me to make a point or to get attention for themselves. There's nothing extreme going on. It's that if you're trolling around, using the N-word, insulting me and saying stuff like, we need you to be enslaved for us to get rid of our defiles, or we are parliament, we want you to invoke a harlot so that you can speed up rapes. Bitch, that's not extreme to respond in any manner. You don't understand. Saying stuff like that is damaging to my reputation. I have to go out here and get a job and work. These people are buzzing around. This is controversial. This is controversial for work. This is distracting for work. Why would I have somebody that has enemies? Why would I have somebody attack my business? And this is insurance calls. We need to call the police. There isn't enough curse words in the world right now that I could say to feel better about saying I'm extreme because I have to deal with insurmountable cruelty. that's whack. And that's the type of stuff that will make somebody angry. That's the type of stuff that people remember. You say something like that, I will never forget that in my life. It's extreme for me, a woman with a child, to shun and protect myself. Not shun myself, but shun that behavior and protect myself. And to get away from it, that's extreme. Because you don't get what you want, and you are not a girlfriend, that's being extreme. Being gentle, handling a situation tactfully and gracefully is extreme. And these are the people, whoa, please watch out. Everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, please watch out for these people, because these are the people who like to go through school so they can get jobs and have some power over you, which will not be. So that they can say with their influence and their social media and everything that it's extreme for a woman to defend herself and feel confident enough to defend themselves against racism, poverty, and hate. And so, to the point, what would happen if I got rich? I already have the attitude that I have. I am not indignant. But just like right now, you can get it. Okay, so I'm going to take this attitude into the future. I have $1 million. So I assume things will change, because now people are not like, you're poor, you have to do something for us. The only reason why we're doing this, there is the illogical thinking, is because of this factor. We are responding to this factor. The factor is poverty, being poor. The response is hate. So there we go again with what I'm saying. It's seeming to add up. The act of being broke, being poor, not having luxury products. Your pizza's on the table. Go eat your pizza like you asked. The act of poor, the reaction is hate. The reaction is discrimination. The reaction is trying to, I'm going to use an old word, enslave somebody to the system, to your token economy. The token economy is actually unfair to keep poor people down, to keep poor people dangling beneath a string like a mouse to cheese. Token economy isn't right. Token economy isn't equal. But the reaction of being poor is oppression. So that is what I'm getting from it. I don't know anybody on the earth that would get anything different. And so, me keeping my dignity, staying positive, minding my own business right now, what would happen if I have $1 million? Would that take away some oppression? Would people think differently of me at that point? Are people going to say, Joanna, we have a need that needs to be fulfilled, which is, go back to the example, we want a crown. Well, what does that entail? That entails people moving around you like a certain way. These people that are moving around, you have money. I'm pulling people that have money. Wow, how could that be? I'm doing stuff for people who have money. Wow, I'm doing something for the economy. I'm doing something to make sure politicians feel a certain way, who have money, who have clout connections. Not as much as mine. All of this does have a vernacular that no one wants to talk about money. So anyway, I'm a millionaire. I have my same attitude. Is somebody going to be eager to run up on me and be like, we still need you to cable off our DePals? Would it be the same thing? Are they going to think differently because I have $1 million? It's just a reflection that I have at 11:19 p.m. Take a sip of water. I have $1 billion, which I am a billionaire. I have $2 billion. And somebody hanging around, we want you to be mentally enslaved so you can get rid of our defiles, so you can give us our crown. But I have $1 billion. Would they say that then? I don't necessarily think so, because what would they know? They would know I don't need them at that point. So that might change things. That's probably all I need. I have $1 billion. You being Tom, Dick, and Harry, Moe, Harry, Sue, running up off the street thinking you got something in the face of a billionaire, you should be ashamed of yourself. Where is the shame coming from? Because that billionaire can curse his ass out. That's a joke. I was going to be like, curse his ass out and then laugh. And then have to remind you that's a joke. Right? That seems like the only fear to me. Hey, Mr. Billionaire. Mrs. Billionaire. I want you to get rid of our defiles. Hee hee. What is their fear? That billionaire is going to bark at them. And then they'll feel a certain way, and I bet you they would never come to that person again and do that. Right? Isn't that what the rich people are saying? You are nothing. We're rich. What does that mean? You're nothing. That means I look better than you. I wear more expensive clothes. I'm in a more expensive house, more expensive car. I buy my kids more expensive backpacks. I have jewelry, whatever. All of that means that they can oppress you at any time. They're possessions, which, like I said, I am the beast and the queen of marketing around the world. There would be nothing sold that hasn't had my mark on it. Everybody in every industry knows my name. Does that sound like somebody that shouldn't have billions of dollars of possessions? Or does that sound like somebody that will make you sell your soul for not paying me? You be the judge. Because all I know is money is coming back to me some way, somehow. Does that seem like you sold yourself for not? Control. So if I have $1 billion, person is gonna be like, no, because she has control. I have $1 million, which is $259. $2 million is $259 in the bank. Not too much control. Living on a paycheck, person thinks you have not too much control. Pride of life. Pride of life. Having those things give you pride, and that's what I was telling you, and I've been telling you, and I'm getting over it. But you're asking me for something, where is this? You're asking me for something, where is that? Where, what am I supposed to be proud of? Give me something to make me feel proud about myself, about the job I'm doing, inspiration, motivation, reward, token economy. I do something for you. You're asking for something spiritual that you can't even do yourself, and that nobody in anywhere you know can do for you. Priceless. You want to talk to me about the civilization of centuries and antiquities and things of that nature and people over there in England? I believe that royalty has been going on for centuries, and you're trying to tell me you need something from a girl in a one-bedroom apartment. You need control from a girl in a one-bedroom apartment. And you're rich. You're rich. You're rich. Wow, it would be nice to be rich. It would be nice to order tons of groceries. Prohibitions. Steamer. Best Buy goods. I'm having a two-year-old in up at 11:26, and it is doing something. There is no pop. There's no more pop. There's no more pop. You've had pop the entire day. I will have to get some more pop. We are out. You guys went through 2 2-liters. And my son has been going to daycare, and he's getting that, you know, I went to daycare or school and picked up germs type of thing. With the fever and stuff. Let me find your apple juice. And so, yeah, like I said, biggest regret, having to deal with all of the insults and the criticism. Instead of gracefulness, forgivingness, you know, I was going to say to hell with righteousness, because obviously to some people that is impossible. Like I was telling you about this, the sick, to some people that's impossible. So I have to consider that. To some people, it's impossible due to their lifestyle, due to their diseases, due to the medication that they're on. They're not, I can't fathom it, because I think good every day. I think about humanity every day, all day. But there's some people that can't conjure up in their mind a good thought. You know, so I am aware, like, of the mental issue and the issue of disease. But I'm saying, why the hell am I dealing with that bullshit? My kids just went out the room. But yeah, the insults, the you gotta do this, you gotta do that. And it's coming from white people, y'all. You gotta do this for us. You gotta do that for us. Wait a minute. You're white! Aren't you Calgon, take me away? Aren't you Chew? Yeah, the TV show. Aren't you Chew? Aren't you the black and white movies, drinking the martini, and the first role as an African American woman was a maid? Aren't you Virgin Mobile owner? You know, it's like, I have never in my life seen my son act like this at this type of night. This time of night. Yeah, aren't you, Smokey, ready to get out of your cage? The restaurant owner. Aren't you, you know, Vanderpump Rules? Like, you're gonna ask me. Not even ask me. On TV, like, slavery was just freed, like, 2 years ago. Which I am not of a mindset, and nor have people who are of my breed ever in a mindset that white people are superior over them mentally. It has nothing to do. What is it, Niles? No, I don't want to give you those balls. It's too late. You gotta have them.
No.
Here.
No.
You want balls, right?
No.
Oh my goodness. What is it then? What? That's all I have. Play with something else. You don't want the balls, then that's fine. I'm not in a mindset at all from everything I've seen, because I'm trying to rationalize it of why there wasn't more people of color, of all colors, not just the Negroes, Creoles, you know, in the majority of media, or as managers, or as shop owners. Okay? But I'm not a breed of race that thinks white people are superior over me. I don't even know if it's an inferior complex. It's just that I respect my mind for the way that I think, period. I don't have to compare myself. You know, you have fair skin. They make, you know, Patagonia for you to make you look nice. You know, like, I mean, I can wear alpaca too and look nice. You know, it, you know, I mean, the influence of the media, because like I said, grew up, my mom worked at the cable company. I had every channel. I watched Disney, Nickelodeon. Yeah, the majority of kids are white. So it's like, that would be cool to be in that situation, you know? There's a show recently, about 5 years ago, with two twin boys that were like living on a cruise ship and stuff. You know, it's just cool, you know? They wearing the little cute clothes and they're cute and, you know? That would be great. That would be fun. I want to be you, you know? But then as time goes on and you see what it turns into and teenagehood and stuff like that, it's like, you knew what? Even though you have more money than me, I'm still cool, bro. I'm cool, you know? I'm good. You know, you go and lace up your bud, which nobody, you know, should do, really. And get your little pipe, you know, and your meth and your acid. which I know every, you know, I have to say it. But I mean, I'm good. If we're just talking about looks, I'm not intimidated. Like, I've seen beautiful people that I had no negative connection about. I've seen, like, you know, contrast, professional pictures, National Geographic pictures of different people who are beautiful. That is great. You can have a beautiful husband, a beautiful family, beautiful life, beautiful llama in your yard. But like I'm saying now, seeing white people, knowing that they don't look like me, that they don't act like me, they don't talk like me, they're not living in the same condition. They don't have a Haitian son. They don't have four other children. They don't drive the car I do. They don't wear the same things I wear. We're not the same size. We're not looking at the same oven or stove. We don't have the same, to know that you, we don't have the same history. We didn't go to the same school. We don't have the same job. We don't have the same tenure on a job, being there 20, 35, 40 years. Having a wedding, having different rites of passage. And you're gonna, with all that, come on TV and insult me and criticize me and to directly be so cruel as, this is what we want, this is what we want, this is what we want, this is what we want. This is what we want, this is what we want, this is what we want from a girl in a one-bedroom apartment. You need her control because you don't have the control you need in all of your fulfillment of middle age, you know, your golden years. It's pretty crazy. But like, to see how white people have treated me, it makes me a soul complete. To see how Parliament, England, because they can no longer get their black candles through, which are deaf candles, which are specifically targeted to African Americans. They have disease, hairy. And they have no reservations about sending that demonic puppet master energy. And so seeing that white people would do this, and we're going to talk about this, being a person of color and just seeing the type of stuff that white people specifically have done, putting curses on people's hearts as a musician, talking about somebody's stomach, putting succubuses in their stomach, and you're a fitness model, cursing somebody what they have, what they don't have as a white person. And I'm just sitting up watching this for forever. All the negative stuff that white people say, I can just see their mouth, lipstick around the mouth, saying it. I'm just watching their mouth, just saying it. And for you guys to think that that's not traumatizing, it is the biggest F you in the world. You're saying this to a person of color. People who have been marginalized, discriminated against, had to fight for civil rights 50 years ago. Don't get the same treatment, don't get the same pay, get treated differently on the job, interview process, have to work twice as hard to get the same treatment. And to see people who want to be protected and to have grace from me, and who I have given so freely, because I try to be fair and I try to think about all the good stuff that people have done and all the smiles that I have received and all the good sayings. Now people have tried to, you know, say something nice to boost my self-esteem. And then we have the situation of the fake. We have people who were allowed to be fake this entire time. Now the fakeness isn't working and they're just, you know, having mental issues. But you don't get the type of damage that you're doing as white people to say those types of things, to put that type of judgment on my head, which it's not going directly on my head, but to put that type of label on my forehead as a white person. I'm just doing it because I'm white. This is how white people are. Here we go with the classic saying, we are the race who, we are the race who, we are the race who, because you're white. You're going to insult me on national TV, in public, everywhere I go, saying rude shit and act like you unconscious, which is just a way to hide that you're a witch from Radio Donovan, when you do have your conscience, when you know that you are doing something at all the time. And you're going to do this to me as a white person. You're going to look me in my eye and put me down as a black person. Am I saying that white people need to be weak? No. Am I saying there are no good white people? We know that's not the truth, because I have connections to a white bloodline. We know there are white people, without them moving and operating in society, things wouldn't be going the way that they are. The good will not have prevailed. I told you, I'm thinking about National Geographic again, how they show all the beautiful cultures and the races and in the world and stuff like that. I'm a type of person who can make anything work for any race. That is for certain. You need to watch and look at the leaders and what they have to say. So it's not, you know, I'm a black woman, everybody's just racist, I'm paranoid about. That's not what I'm saying. Because it's all working due to there being good black and white races. But I'm saying the few and the white who I'm dealing with, like they have some reckoning of some fascism, slavery, they're Hitler, whatever it is, that you're just going to command another human being. I haven't seen you do that with another white person. I haven't seen a white person get on TV and say that, you know, they have the satire. The satire doesn't even get that bad. But you're going to do that to a black person. It's just very traumatizing. It's just something that I remember my entire life when I'm making my judgment about the entire race, about the entire world, about people. It's something that will remain in my judgment when I'm making decisions. So, you know, we talked about the rich, and we've talked about the white issue, the audacity that you would put me down in front of every black person in the world. so that you have people thinking I'm a punk. If you don't like the energy, you don't have to go on TV. You don't have to go on the channels that I watch. I could be flipping the channels at any time. You don't have to work there. You don't have to sit there and give the news. Give it to somebody who is able to handle the job and somebody who is able to think on their feet. Drink some water real quick. But you think that is getting your rocks off. You think you're prideful. You know, you're proud of what you're doing. You're proud as a white person getting on that TV and downing a black person in front of other black people, in front of Asians, in front of other white people. Racism 2024. Because you're inconsiderate of my culture. You're inconsiderate of how I look at myself. I may not be driving. Let's not even take it there. I am who I am. I have dignity for myself. I have worked very hard. I work hard to stay mentally unlame, to not be lamed, to keep my apartment clean, to keep my son clean, happy, to be courteous, to not lose it, to not go off. There are things that I work hard on in life, and that is my sole ignition. Whether it is something as small as that, and that may be very, very, very small to you compared to what you get, air quote. That may be something that is dismissed in your world. But that is something that is inside of me that you can't take away from. But once again, it's about a money thing. All of this is happening about finances. How can I get away with that being on the job? Why? Because I'm doing other stuff to make sure that person of who I am attacking can never get up. Why have people been poor for generations? Can never get up. Never get up. Why are the people who are attacking working on jobs, working at universities, working at environmental jobs, working in space, working, Lord, heaven forbid, around animals, making these judgments, making this criticism, putting out this negative karma, because they know, which isn't true, not all the time, but most of the time, that they're talking to somebody they know has been systematically oppressed. Somebody they don't think will ever get up. Somebody they think that no one believes in. Somebody they think is being mistreated. Because you think they would talk to a millionaire, or do you think they would talk to the billionaire like that? So I am going to stop recording, because when this tape gets long, it takes a longer time to save, and I would hate to lose all this information. Here we go, thinking I'm done in 5 minutes, and it's been 65 minutes. So thanks for listening to The Illuminati. This has been Joanna, and I hope you have a good day.